Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 4, Fire and Ice. Time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now it is a dark time for the rebellion. Its one major base on the ice planet Hoth has been located by an Imperial Starfleet commanded by Darth Vader.
General Veers.
Yes, Lord Vader.
What has happened? Something is wrong. Answer me.
The Starfleet has moved out of light speed, my lord. All our ships made the transition without incident, but...
You will pay a terrible price for your next hesitation, General.
Calm scan has detected an energy field protecting Hoth, where our probe droid was destroyed. It is a defensive shield, strong enough to deflect any bombardment the Starfleet can deliver.
Such a shield demands huge amounts of raw power. Rebels cannot possibly operate it constantly. They are already alerted to our arrival. Admiral Ozzel has brought the Starfleet out of light speed too close to Hoth.
He felt that the advantages of surprise and a close striking distance were more vital. There is a give and take in any battle plan, my lord.
Admiral Ozzel is as clumsy as he is stupid. This will be no easy victory.
No, Lord Vader. The rebels are well entrenched in ice caverns. They've turned that part of Hoth into a fortress. But we have the troops and the ships. In the end, we will crush them.
But what idiotic waste of Imperial resources. A simple act of conquest now becomes a needless and costly battle. And tell me, Veers, do you regard that as wisdom?
My lord, Admiral Ozzel is my superior. Admiral Ozzel is...
Finished, General. Have him and Captain Piet contacted instantly. I wish to see their faces on the main communication screen.
Very good, sir. Communication section?
Yes, sir.
Lord Vader will speak to Admiral Ozzel and Captain Piet at once.
And General Veers.
What is your command, Lord Vader?
Prepare your men for a surface attack. We shall have to go in and dig these rebels out. Our Imperial stormtroopers will land outside the range of a rebel's shield and fight their way in.
Yes, my lord. All stormtroopers have been equipped for cold weather warfare, as per your orders. Our all-terrain armored transports are ready.
This is your opportunity to prove your value to me, Veers.
Lord Vader, Admiral Ozzel and Captain Piet await your command.
Watch the main view screen, General. What you will see there, you would be well advised to remember.
Greetings, Lord Vader.
I salute you, my Lord Vader.
My Lord, the Starfleet has moved out of light speed, as I'm sure you're aware. Tactically, we are now... good, Admiral Ozzel.
Stand where you are, Captain Piet.
Yes, my Lord.
Admiral Ozzel, the power that closes in about your throat is the Force. It is my anger reaching forth to end your life.
Lord Vader, please, no!
It is pointless to merely punish someone so useless. You have failed me for the last time, Admiral. Captain Piet.
Yes. Yes, my lord.
Make ready for an assault landing beyond the rebels' energy field and deploy the fleet so that nothing can escape from Hoth.
As you command, Lord Vader.
In command now, Admiral Piet.
Thank you, my lord. I won't fail you.
Excellent, Piet. Or if you should, you know the consequences.
Captain Enemy unit ready. Let's get him up here.
Just a moment longer, please. Now, R2, pay attention. Just because you're going to be flying in Master Luke's X-Wing fighter is no reason to get cocky, as Captain Solo might put it. Just you listen to me. I don't want you getting our master into trouble, something for which you have an almost uncanny gift. Just take good care of him. Do you understand?
And
do take good care of yourself, too. Oh, dear, it's begun again.
You and me both, 2-1-B, but thanks for pulling me through.
Again, you are most welcome. Sir, I was told to consult you. My medical center is being evacuated insofar as is possible, but it will take considerable time and effort to evacuate the T-47s.
Oh, yeah, I'm really sorry, 1-B, but we're gonna have to forget the heavy equipment.
It seems wasteful that the T-47s must be scheduled for demolition.
Well, would you rather have the Empire use them?
I am a medical droid, sir. My political programming is limited.
Take it from me, 1-B. You wouldn't.
I once practiced medicine in an Imperial clinic. I take your meaning, Commander.
Listen, did you see my comlink around the medical center?
The techs are repairing it. Like yourself, it underwent some very unhealthy usage.
Right. Well, if anybody's trying to get in touch with me, tell them I'm on my way to the Snowspeeder hangar with a stop-off at the Millennium Falcon's hangar bay.
It is my hope that you continue in health, working to the good, Commander Luke Skywalker.
Quarter turn, Chewie. Quarter turn, you hear me? Any more than that, they'll be picking up the pieces. Okay, that's it. Let's give her a try. Off! Turn it off! It's overloaded, Chewie! Turn it off! Okay, don't start in. Let's just fix the ship. Evacuation, they call it. Run for your life is more like it. Now do it right this time, Chewie. I'd like to lose some empty air where the Falcon used to be.
Han! Chewie! Hey, you two. Haven't you gotten around to junking this old bucket?
That's gonna cost you next time you want a joyride, Junior. And Chewie says you ride with the ballast from here on in. Where are you going in the funny suit, Commander?
Snowspeeder. Haven't you heard about the Imperials?
Why else would we have four tools in each hand? This one's gonna be rough, pal.
I'll say. The command center says we got a whole Starfleet on our hands.
Starfleet? Got any more good news?
Kinda short on that right now. I got a bad feeling I know who it is out there, too.
Well, what do you think? Vader'd send in the second team? You know, those X-Wings of yours have a blind spot just aft and underneath. Now keep an eye on it. Keep moving.
You want to wipe my nose, too?
You know, you looked a lot better when you used to wear your blast shield down over your face.
Hey, Chewie, don't let Han wreck this crate, all right? I'll see you both then.
Chewie! Put me down!
Look, if you two want to be alone, I could go.
Oh. Nothing like a Wookiee goodbye.
What's the evacuation plan?
Oh, we're going in groups. One transport and two fighters at a time.
So everybody's scheduled for an evacuation ship?
Yeah.
The command center people too?
Yeah, her too, Han.
Her who?
Take a guess. I'm sure Chewie will nudge you when you get it right.
Why do I get the sudden urge to put you back in the medical center?
That's me. Watch out for yourselves, you two.
That's our life's work.
So you told me. Well, I gotta go.
Stay sharp.
Ground troops to the perimeter. All ground troops to the perimeter. Stand clear of the ion cannon. Stand clear of the ion cannon.
Is everyone here?
Commander Skywalker's on his way, Princess Leia.
No. The transport ships will leave one at a time as soon as they're loaded. We can only afford 2 X-Wing fighter escorts per transport. We can't keep our defensive shield open for long or the Starfleet will breach it. Each flight will have to squeak through, so you fighter pilots stick close to your transports.
Enough fighters are supposed to go up against the Star Destroyer?
We have the ion cannon trained on the escape corridors up there. When the shield opens, it'll fire several rounds to make sure that any Imperial warships will be out of your flight path. When you've gotten past the energy shield, proceed directly to the rendezvous point. Understood?
What about the ground troops, Your Highness?
They pull back as we evacuate.
Things are going to get pretty grim towards the end. How's the last ship going to get out?
We'll set the ion cannon to fire on automatic and run for it. For what it's worth, that's the ship I'm riding. Any questions?
No.
I won't pretend that this retreat is a victory. Our mission today is not to defeat the Empire. What we must do is to keep the Rebel Alliance alive. Understood, everyone?
Yes. Okay, everybody to your station. Fly and get ready to launch.
Well, Princess, you're developing a real command presence.
Oh, matter of necessity. I'd meant to speak to you, Luke, but there was so much to do.
I know. We've all been rushed. I just thought I'd stop by before I get Rogue Flight into the air. I need a favor.
Of course, Luke, if I can.
Listen, R2 will be leaving with me and my X-Wing. But I'd be grateful if you'd keep 3PO with you.
Didn't you know that I would, Luke? Even though R2 and 3PO think they're looking out for us.
Yeah, I guess I did.
You're in the last flight out, too.
My choice.
Commander Skywalker, report to Rogue Flight Hangar Bay.
Yep, that's me.
So, you came to say goodbye?
No. I just came to say, I'll see you later. Just that I will see you later.
What are you talking about?
Commander Skywalker, report to Starfleet Hangar Bay at once.
But I meant what I said, Leia.
Look, we'll all make it. You'll see.
I know. May the Force be with you.
May it be with us all, Luke.
General Riken, sensors indicate Imperial landings in Zone 12.
I want ground positions and monitoring techs to stay alert. The Imperial's primary target will be our power generators. Make ready to open the shields for the first transport.
Excuse me, Your Highness, but how may I be of assistance?
I'm not sure. Just stay ready, 3PO.
Of course, Your Highness.
Both bases now at full alert status. Snowspeeders launching now. Repeat, Rogue Flight launching now.
General, message for you. Coming in now.
Let's hear it.
Command Center, this is Echo Station 3T8. We have a sensor report on something approaching the base. Nothing clear. Reported by Outpost Beta.
Controller, get me Outpost Beta.
Outpost Beta here. I have a visual now. These things look like animals. They're huge, maybe 10, 15 meters high, four-legged, and their heads move. They're made out of metal. They have extremely heavy armor and armament. I count 6 of them so far.
Walkers.
Yes, Your Highness, walkers. You've got Imperial all-terrain armored transports out there, Lieutenant. What's their speed?
Well, they'll be within firing range of the perimeter in another minute or so.
Hoth base must be extremely important, Your Highness. The Empire is employing its most powerful ground weapons today.
Right.
I imagine they intend this to be the final battle.
I'm afraid the Empire's in for a disappointment.
Outpost Beta.
Yes, sir.
Those walkers will pick up your presence any time now. You and your men get out of there on the double, understand me, son?
Halfway home, General. Outpost Beta out.
Flight launch, General. Commander Skywalker's forming for attack.
Patch him in over the communications net.
Sir.
Tell everyone on the perimeter to get set.
Walkers have opened fire on Echo Station 5-7, sir.
Open fire, Controller.
Open fire.
Echo Station 5-7, this is Rogue Flight. We're on our way.
Master Luke.
The Imperial walkers are firing on Outpost Beta, sir. We think most of our men got clear.
We have the walkers in sight now. They've slowed to combat mode.
Remind everyone that we're short on ammunition and power. Don't waste it.
Yes, Your Highness.
What's the status on the snow speeders?
They're nearly at Echo Station 5-7, sir. The walkers have knocked out 2 of our gun emplacements with long-range fire.
General, those snow speeders are flying into a pretty uneven fight.
Someone's got to engage the walkers. We need time.
The first transport ship is off. Prepare to fire ion cannon.
Transport approaching defensive shield, sir.
Open the shield. Fire ion cannon 2 rounds.
Ion cannon. Fire 1 and 2.
Imperial Star Destroyer on intercept course. First round miss.
Oh, no.
Second round hit.
But will that suffice?
Destroyer shield's overloading. She's losing her health. Transport and escorts are in the clear. They're clear!
That's one, Your Highness.
Yes. A part of the rebellion has survived.
Attention, Hoth base. The first transport has gotten clear of the Imperial blockade.
Walkers are breaking through the outer defenses.
What about Rogue Flight?
Signal from Commander Skywalker. He sighted the walkers. Rogue Flight is attacking.
Thank you.
right overhead. Just stay out of our way. Dak, you all right back there?
I feel like I can take on the Empire by myself, Luke.
I think I know what you mean, but you won't have to. Just lend a hand on that gun. We'll be all right.
What about you, Luke? You're the one who just got out of the medic center.
Part of the job. Rogue Flight, take up positions. Wing leaders, form up on me.
Look at them, boss. Great, big, fat, great targets.
I know, Zeb, but they got a long reach. Rogue leader to Rogue Flight, form for attack pattern Delta.
Will you look at those walkers? Has there ever been anything so big and gray and ugly, Luke?
If you don't like them, I'll take you down where you can do something about it, Dak. All right, this is for the money, Rogue Flight. Keep tight now. I have gun lock on the walkers, Dak. How you doing?
Luke, my screen's a blank. I have no approach vector. I'm not set.
Steady, Dak. Forget the screen. Eyeball it. Okay, Rogue Flight. Attack pattern Delta. Go now. All right, coming in. Javi, you still with me?
Right on your elbow, boss.
I'm going in between the legs of the first one, then over the back of the second.
Got it.
Watch out for the heavy guns in those head turrets. Keep an eye on which way the heads swing. I'm on approach vector 4, Dak. Pick them up on your 8.
Luke, they got Rogue 6.
Careful, everybody. Dak, give them everything you've got.
I'm trying. It has no effect.
Watch that counterfire, you guys.
The walkers just shrugged it off, Luke.
Rogue Flight, that armor's too strong for our blaster cannon. We're gonna have to use our harpoons and tow cables. Go for their legs. It's the only chance of stopping them.
Luke, you think we've got a chance?
Just watch. Dak,
tell me what you want, Luke.
We're gonna have to improvise here. Stand by the harpoon gun.
Wait, Luke, we've got a malfunction in the fire control computer. I'll have to cut in the auxiliary.
Never mind that. Just hang on. Hang on, Dak. Get ready to fire that tow cable.
Just give me a target. I'll hit it. There's nothing I can't screw.
Ah! Dak! Dak!
The walkers are moving in on the power generators, Luke. What's wrong?
Wedge, I've lost my gunner. You're gonna have to make this harpoon shot yourself.
I copy, Rogue Leader.
I'll fly cover for you and draw the walker's fire. Have your gunner set his harpoon. Follow me on the next pass.
Coming around, Rogue Leader. Lead me to him, Luke.
Steady, Rogue 3. All right, it's your show, Wedge.
Gunner ready? Activate harpoon. Fire! Good shot, Jansen. Luke, the cable's secured to the walker's leg.
Wind that cable around its legs. The only chance we have to stop a walker is to trip it.
Keep up the slack on that line, Jansen.
Will do.
That's it, Wedge. You're doing it!
One more pass. Detach cable.
Cable detached, Wedge. Get us out of here.
It's working. It's working. The walker's legs are tangled in the cable.
It's falling.
It's down! Command Center, this is Rogue Leader. The walker's down. All right, let's tackle the next one. Rogue 2, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm with you, Rogue Leader.
Set your harpoon, Zev. I'll cover for you.
Coming around, Luke. Zev, look out. Break left. Break left!
Javi, the crossfire's murder down here. Ah! I'm hit. I'm going down!
Riken, Rogue Leader's gone down. He's crash-landed.
Master Luke, it can't be. It mustn't be.
Is Luke all right? Did he get out?
I'm trying to find out, General.
Let me talk to Rogue Flight Controller. Rogue 3, this is Riken.
I copy, General.
You're in charge now, Wedge. Can you see Luke?
Negative. Wait, I see him.
Oh, Master Luke, I never doubted it.
3PO, shh.
Oh. He got clear of the ship just before a walker crushed it. I'm going to try for a pickup.
Negative, Wedge. You'd only throw your life away, and I can't spare you.
General Riken...
Luke can make it out of there on his own.
But someone must go to his rescue.
3PO, General Riken is right.
I don't believe this. Luke's going after the walker.
No, Master,
he's got
don't
a voice
do it.
Cable attached to his underside, and he's hauling himself up. We can't even give him covering fire. He's too close.
Well, what's he doing?
I can't see him. I don't think the Imperials can either. He must be hanging onto the walker's underbelly.
Master, Luke... Has he become
Wait,
illogical?
He's dropping clear. He looks like he's okay. There's an explosion inside the water. I think he got a sapper charge into it. I see secondary explosions. The control turret just blew, and the walker's going down.
Rogue 3, can you see Luke?
He's headed for the transports.
No, hurry, Master Luke, hurry.
That's all right. He's out of the line of fire. I'm taking Rogue Flight in for another attack.
Land carefully, Wedge. Just buy us as much time as you can, then get back here for the final evacuation.
You don't have to tell me twice. The walkers are still advancing. Okay, Rogue Flight, form up on me. Time to earn your pay.
General Veers to Starfleet. Inform Lord Vader that Rebel resistance is beginning to crumble. My walkers will be inside their outer defenses momentarily.
General Veers, all remaining walkers are advancing according to plan.
Very good. And our stormtroopers?
They are ready to debark for ground assault as soon as we pass the base's outer defenses.
Concentrate all fire on the defenses for now, but have all walkers fire on the Rebel power generators as soon as they're within range.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Your Highness.
Can we bring the ion cannon to bear on the walkers?
It won't fire at that low an angle, Princess Leia. We're using it to cover the transport's escape.
Tell the ground officers to hurry, Controller. We have
Your Highness.
Yes, Princess
Leia. Has anything more been heard with regard to Master Luke?
He was seen making his way toward the transport site on foot.
No, he must make it. He simply has to get there safely.
We've lost two more slow speeders, Your Highness.
Recall them, Controller. Have the pilots get to their fighters.
Prepare for evacuation phase three. All personnel, evacuation phase three.
It's called command channels over my transport. Then get your team over there, Controller, right away.
Yes, General Riken.
3PO, maybe you better start for the evacuation ship now.
Oh, well, with all due respect, Your Highness, Master Luke was quite definite in ordering me to evacuate with you.
Thank you, 3PO.
Leia! Are you all right? You okay?
Han, why are you still here?
I heard the command center been hit.
The shield's held. I thought you'd gotten your clearance to leave.
Don't worry. I'll leave. First, I'm going to get you to your evacuation ship.
You mean you and the Wookiee actually fixed the Falcon? Miracles will never cease.
Save the humor,
Your
all right?
Highness, we absolutely must take that last transport ship. It's our only hope of survival.
Imperial walkers closing on defensive generators. Stormtroopers in the bark along the end of the defensive arc.
Send all troops in Zone 12 to the takeoff site to protect the transports and fire.
Come on, Leia, that's walker fire. Close range. The clock's run out.
Leave me alone. Controller, see if you can't contact me out.
Leia, you run and you live or you die right here. You decide.
Imperial stormtroopers have entered the base. Repeat, Imperial stormtroopers.
That's it. Don't you understand?
Controller, give the evacuation signal. Then get to the transport, all of you. See if you can get
it. Come on!
Give the Omega signal. All troops disengage.
Omega signal. All troops break contact. Final evacuation beginning now.
With their last stronghold about to fall, the rebels must try to escape to the stars. With a terrible determination, Darth Vader throws all his forces against them. The Starfleet encircles the planet. The stormtroopers assault Hoth's defenses. And rebels, racing against time and battling against overwhelming odds, seek desperately to keep the light of freedom from going out forever. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Perry King as Han Solo, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Princess Leia. Also heard were James Eckhouse, Peter Friedman, Peter Michael Goetz, Merwin Goldsmith, Gordon Gould, Russell Horton, Stephen D. Newman, Jeffrey Pearson, David Rashi, Don Scardino, Gary Taken, and Jerry Zaks. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back was directed by John Madden with Tom Vagley. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Music by John Williams. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. The executive producer was John Boss. Post-production was realized at Studio M in St. Paul on the 3M Digital Mastering System by Tom Vagley. Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back was produced by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles, with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.